Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
High noon in the District of Columbia. This is B. Mitch and Finley. Very fired up to get to the Rude Guest Hotline. Welcome in our friend, Mr. Peter Rosenberg. Lifelong Burgundy and Gold fan, has a zillion jobs, is on TV constantly, ESPN, WWE, whatever it is, he's doing it. Peter, what's up, dude? How are you?
Yo, what's popping, guys?
Let's ask you the question that everybody in town is talking about. Are you okay if Jaden Daniels plays on Sunday?
Am I okay if Jaden Daniels plays on Sunday? Assuming he's good to play on Sunday, I'm totally fine with it. I mean, I think you got to trust Jaden and, frankly, his mom probably, right, to make this decision the right way. And if they feel like he's good and can go, I trust him to make that choice. Like, I don't know. I know we're traumatized. We're traumatized in this city with bad decision-making, and people will start thinking of Mike Shanahan and RG3. But I don't think that's the situation here, and I think if Jaden feels like it's the right thing to do, then go for it. I'm sure it's hard for a player who hasn't missed a game yet as a pro to potentially do it, and I just hope he makes the right choice. But, no, I assume if he plays, then I'll feel okay with it.
Are you confident that if Mariota starts, they can still win this ballgame?
No, I'm not, and I'll tell you why. Here's why. Last year, of course, looking at the body of work, you would be. And this is what I was like looking forward to talking to you guys about today. There's something up with the offense that is not a Jaden thing. And I'm sure you guys have talked about this throughout the week. I haven't been around to be able to do so. Like, it's funny. Like, you watch highlights. I saw a Mariota highlight on ESPN, you know, as they're, like, analyzing this. And it showed Mariota hitting Diami Brown for a touchdown. I'm like, well, but we don't have him. Like, I'm not saying, oh, my God, what are we going to do with Diami Brown? But I am saying we have some issues offensively. Like, Noah Brown needs to catch the football in big spots. He hasn't been. So, real quick, you have Terry, who is your distant one, who everyone can hone in on. Debo at two is not a true two in that he doesn't have beat you down the field, burn you speed anymore. That's not the role that Debo is anymore. And then we're at Noah Brown. Like, JP, am I missing something? It feels like weapon-wise, and now Eckler's out. It just feels like weapon-wise, we're at a bit of a deficit that we weren't at last year.
Yeah, but I think going into last year, nobody thought Diami Brown and Alamide Zaccheaus were going to be the weapons they kind of emerged. And really, Diami, I think you're probably remembering, you know, Diami was Mr. January last year. He was awesome in the playoffs, but he didn't contribute a ton in the regular season. You know, looking at this offense, especially because Noah Brown is, you know, didn't practice yesterday, is at least going to be questionable for Sunday.
Great.
A lot of this, I think, is you haven't gotten production from Luke McCaffrey and Ben Sinnott. You know, like, I think, I was talking with somebody. If you start thinking 3 years from now, what pieces does Washington have, and especially offensively? 3 years from now, the pieces you're talking about, Jaden and Connerly? You know, like there's not a lot of reinforcements.
And Bill?
Yeah, maybe Bill. We got to see. Like, they didn't give him carries last week. Why?
No, they did. That was interesting too, right?
Yeah, definitely. Do you think that the offensive struggles, though, are the weapons, or do you think it's something to do with Cliff's offense? Do you think it's the play call? Like, are you thinking it's just the weapons, or is it something else?
Well, I mean, last week it really felt like a bit of everything. Like, what a sort of weird offensive strategy that was for that game. Like, it was just a very odd approach. I mean, I thought the thing that would separate them this year was the heavy dose of run game that they were going to use, and that was the excitement around Bill. Like, hey, we can move on from B-Rob because we found this guy. We can pound him. And particularly when you saw nothing really open up. I mean, guys, there were how many plays were there where you could see that Jaden basically gave up on the play after 2 seconds because he knew there was nothing there?
Nothing.
Like, it happened several times where he's like, all right. A couple times he threw it right at the ground. A couple other times he just went back underneath again to Eckler, which won't be an option this week. But there clearly just wasn't any downfield stuff. So I was very confused by that. I'm not freaking out, guys. It's the preseason. You know, listen, we thought that the Giants were just an absolutely incapable offense that could not move the football. And they went for nearly 500 yards against the Cowboys.
Yeah. Right.
So we don't know exactly who these teams are. I think it is very clear the Packers have a very good defense. But I'm not, like, freaking out, concerned. I'm just worried. I don't know enough about our other options to just know how diverse an offense they can have. And I just worry about, particularly if Jaden is compromised, him ending up in a spot where he plays compromised and feels like he has to do way too much himself.
I listen, man, I think last week Jaden didn't really trust the O-line, and I understand why. And I think his eyes didn't stay downfield like they normally do. And I think that's why he was running so much, because he didn't trust the O-line. Dude, there were plays, especially in the second half, where when he did have a little bit of time, there was zero separation. And I think they need to pick up more first downs. They got to be better on third down so they can stay on the field, sustain some drives, get their tempo going. The tempo really, really helps this offense. And I think without it, you see what Green Bay did is really hard to replicate for other teams, because they were getting such good pressure up front that they could then play really soft. But I think it allows you to play really soft when, to your point, Peter, when the DBs can play really soft, they're questioning the team speed on the other side. They don't think they're going to get beat. They think they can run with the guys. And maybe Jalen Lane is a guy. I mean, he's a guy with 4.3 speed. Maybe you can get him going. I think Cliff and Joe Witt and DQ, I think they took L's last week. Sometimes what happens on the field is not a direct reflection of one side coaching and scheming better than the other, but I do think we saw that in Green Bay.
Oh, yeah. There's no way around that. And listen, this is why I'm not worried. It's hard. It's hard to have a week where you get, like, pretty thoroughly beat by a team, right? It was basically, by the way, do you realize that the Packers game in so many ways mentally felt like the exact reverse of the Giants game?
Yes,
and totally, dude.
But we were the Giants, and I hated it. Like, mm-hmm. We're never down big, but we're never in the game either. And I, you know, listen, it's hard to, like, not get down when, A, the team plays badly against the team that you thought, like, oh, we're going to see each other in the playoffs, and then you have a really weak showing. Oh, wait, hold on. Our quarterback has a knee sprain. He's questionable. All right, none of this feels good. But the reality is, I think the reason we love this version of the team is we trust the coaching staff and we trust the organization and that they'll be able to bounce back. Now, the interesting piece is, though, what a high-pressure game Sunday becomes, because this is one that everyone had checked. W. This is really the next 2 weeks are written down W's. It is all pressure to win. No credit or excitement if you do win. You just are supposed to win. And frankly, in 2 weeks, the offense is, you know, with the exception of early in the Giants game, through 2 weeks, there has not been a great rhythm to this offense. You can say some positive things about the defense, but it has not been a good first 2 weeks for this offense. And you may be doing it with Marcus Mariota, who certainly I trust, but it is not as dynamic an offense with him playing.
Yeah, I know you got to run real quick here, Peter. I want to get your thoughts on the RFK finally getting passed, and seemingly like all the hurdles are passed now, and it's going to get built there. What do you think?
Super excited, man! It was a touchy moment there late in the process when that letter went out yesterday, and I went, oh my God, is something going to come up here? But no, this is super cool, man. I mean, it's sort of the final step, it feels like, to this team really. There being a chance that my daughter will get to root for a team that is like a real franchise. Because the only thing now when you say, like, you're happy about everything, I know some people, their asterisk is the name. You know, like, they're obsessed with that. I say, get over it. I am over it. I don't care. I always thought it was the right thing to do to change the name. Commander is not my top choice, but I've gotten used to it. It's cool. Jerseys are looking more and more like the old jerseys. I'm all good. To me, the one thing that was the hang-up still is we play in a dump. I'd rather go see them on the road than at home. So the idea of them being in a beautiful building in D.C. is potentially so thrilling to all of us who have some memory. And for me and, God, JP, for me and you, pretty distant memories at this point of RFK. Yeah. What a cool and meaningful thing. So, listen, part of me thinks part of me wishes that the building was renamed because people are going to be very confused. But I'm very excited about the building.
I know you got a boogeyman. You think they win this weekend?
I do. I absolutely do think they win. I absolutely do think they win. But I'm not going to say I'm not concerned. Like, I definitely go into a game. I thought I'd be sitting here this week like, all right, cool, let's just get this one out of the way. But between the way the offense has looked and between the result last week, I definitely have some nerves. But I will take Washington. I'll take them to cover. And please, guys, partake in WWE's first ESPN venture this weekend, WrestlePalooza, on the across all ESPN platforms. And tomorrow at 3 o'clock, I'm hosting the first ever ESPN WWE show. It airs at 3 o'clock on ESPN2. Myself, Big E, and Tyrese Halliburton. So it's an exciting weekend for all things WWE and ESPN. But I will be back on my couch by 1 o'clock Sunday.
I love it, man. Thank you.
It's awesome.
What's crazy with you, Peter, is whoever just walked in the room let out a ha, it could have been Triple H or Cameron. Like, I never know what you got going on. But go do your thing.
What about just an awkward cough where I didn't know where to go, and then I ended up just borderline hacking on the radio?
That too. Hey, life happens, man. Thank you, brother. Appreciate the time.
Appreciate it, man.
Later, guys.
Later, man. That's our boy, Peter Rosenberg. Check him out at Rosenberg Radio. I think what he said was really, really well put, that in D.C. we're traumatized by what happened with Robert and Shanahan and just the mess all that was. And this situation is not that one, okay? But our Bumich and Finley poll question of the day I thought was pretty simple. Who do you want to see a quarterback on Sunday, Jaden Daniels or Marcus Mariota? The Bumich and Finley poll question of the day is brought to you by AAA. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/Commanders. Toby, I'm asking you the poll question. Who do you want out there, Jaden or Mariota?
Who do I want? I want Jaden, but I need Jaden to be fully ready to go. But if he's fine and gets cleared and everything, then if Jaden's on the field, I believe that if Jaden's on the field, they went through all the process to make sure that he's ready to go. I want to see Jaden. I think it's going to be Mariota, though. I think for at least this week, you're going to end up going with Mariota. But I don't want to live in fear. It reminds me of how last week's game plan it felt like, JP, where we went into that game expecting to see this team play really, really well. And then you watch the game plan, and it seemed like they were scared. It seemed like they were intimidated going into Lambeau or something of that nature. I don't want to approach this Jaden thing. I want you to be cautious. I want you to understand. I want you to have a healthy respect to the injury and to treat it correctly. But I also don't want to hold him out for the sake of my own feelings. Like, right? If he's ready to go, let's play some football. So I would love to see Jaden if he's ready to go.
if Jaden can go, he goes, period. If he can't, I am certainly more confident in Mariota than Roseburg sounds.
Yes.
And that's okay. If Jaden can go, it's Jaden. If the approval's there, it's Jaden. We got some really good replies on Twitter. Commander Styles said, who do I want to see? Jaden. Who should I see? Mariota. Have Jaden ready for Atlanta.
There you go.
I think a lot of folks are saying that. We'll open the phone lines up on this. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Who should be playing at quarterback on Sunday against the Raiders? Jaden or Mariota? I don't think it's that simple when it's an injury. This isn't like a quarterback competition. I don't know who I think it's going to be, which is more interesting. Usually by now I'd have a feel, but this all feels so similar to the Bears game last year.
Where
we really didn't know. Cliff Kingsbury today said Jaden is preparing mentally and Mariota will be the quarterback on the field. I feel like both these guys are pretty well prepared mentally. I think they can get this thing done.
The only thing, and I don't know if this plays a consideration, JP, but the fact that the offense is out of sync seemingly through the first 2 weeks and Jaden's not going to get to practice except for maybe on Friday, does that play a factor at all, knowing that the offense already wasn't clicking and then Jaden didn't get to practice this week, really? Does that play in, or is it more if Jaden's ready to go, you just go?
But Mariota didn't get any work either. Does that enter the equation?
Yeah. No, I mean, you're 100% right. I mean, Jaden at least got the work in the training camp, but Mariota hasn't gotten work really until now. I don't know. I think that's an interesting part of this. And the thing for me, when he says he's mentally preparing, that's why I think that Jaden, more so than maybe other quarterbacks, especially second-year guys, can get on the field without having to get on the practice field. Because he goes through the VR stuff. He does all these various things that, to me, he needs less reps than the average second-year quarterback. Not to say that he doesn't need them for the chemistry with the guys. You always need that. But in terms of his preparedness, I think he'll be just fine if he has to step out on the field without really getting much practice time.
Let's do this. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. AAA poll question of the day. Who should be a quarterback on Sunday, Jaden or Mariota? Taking your calls next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back. It is B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer sitting in for B. Mitch today. Football Talk on 106.7 The Fan is brought to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. The question we're asking you right now is our B. Mitch and Finley poll of the day. Who do you want to see a quarterback on Sunday, Jaden Daniels or Marcus Mariota? Results right now, about 230-ish votes in. Marcus Mariota at 57%, Jaden Daniels at 43%. I lean wanting to see Jaden. If he's ready to go, I want to see Jaden. What say you guys? 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. I think the big thing is, if you see Jaden on Sunday, I think you can be confident that he is healthy. I think you can be confident that he is ready to go. But I think this team also has the confidence in Marcus Mariota to go out there and be able to get the job done. I think you can see that in how they played last season when Jaden had to miss time. And it's different this year because last year with the rib injury, I think with the rib injury, he was able to get back out on the field right away because essentially – with the extra padding and everything else, he wasn't at any more risk than he already is on being on the football field. I think they can understand that. With a sprained knee, it can be different. It could be something that he is at more risk, and he cuts a certain way, and he feels compromised, or he's not able to trust that knee, or he's not able to drive through it. Maybe it is one of those things, or he could be fine, like JP was saying earlier. Maybe he is ready to go. So, to me, looking at this, I would love to see Jaden on Sunday, and I would trust that if you do see Jaden on Sunday, that he's fully healthy, but I'm also confident that if you have to go to Mariota, that you'll be just fine. So I think either way, it'll be just fine. 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. But you said you don't really have a feel on which way. Usually you would have a feel by Thursday of which way it would go. You said, JP, that you don't really have a feel yet of which way it'll go, because I think it will be Mariota.
You think it'll be Mariota? I think that's probably the safer bet at this point, especially because Vegas thinks it's going to be Mariota.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that spread dropped 3 points. That's a direct Jaden to Mariota dip. I don't know if you saw Rappaport's report last night. I retweeted it, and he said they're going to be super cautious. If there's any doubt, it's going to be Mariota. Hearing Rapp say that, I think, adds up, but I also think that might be the message right now. You also wonder what Jaden's involvement in the decision-making process is because he's going to want to play, period.
Correct.
We'll take your calls on this, 800-636-1067. Who do you want to see out there, Jaden or Mariota? Who do you think it will be out there? I think the safe bet is Marcus, especially when Vegas moves the line that significantly. And then, I mean, there's the smaller thing of Marcus addressed the media yesterday. Normally that's the starting quarterback. If they do have Jaden practice tomorrow, Jaden will probably do a very brief media availability tomorrow. Just kind of NFL mandates that quarterbacks have to talk. It's a tricky one, man. I don't know that there's a clear answer. I do know they kind of need to win.
Yes.
And I think Jaden gives you the best chance to win, right?
No question about it. I mean, it's plain and simple. And two, you know, you don't want to put him out there compromised. There's no question about that. But at the same point, Jaden can get it done from the pocket. The problem is, I don't know that you've fully seen him be able to get it done from the pocket through the first two games of the season. So when he's had to be able to use his legs a lot because of the offensive line still gelling, because I do think that unit is going to be good as the season goes on. I just think it's going to take some time for them to gel. But he had to use his legs a lot against Green Bay. You're not facing a Green Bay-level defense when you take on the Raiders. But still, he had to use his legs against New York, and it's not like it was designed quarterback runs. So while I do think he can get it done from the pocket, it's not like he's been able to just sit back there in the first two games and chill and not have to use his legs a lot. So I think that has to factor in. But again, if he's ready to go, I don't want it to be something that you're looking at me and you, JP, and for our mental well-being, just saying, oh, well, sit him a week so we feel better. If he's ready to go, play him. Like, let's go win a football game.
Right. There's no weight. Like, people are like, oh, you know, it's a long season. Yeah, but a win in September counts the same as a win in December, and you need to stack them up as much as you can.
Yeah, and again, like, we don't quite understand, like, it's a sprained knee. Is that something that it is dealing with, something that could get worse, or is it something that it's a little bit sore, right? And that's the tough part about these things. We're not going to really know.
Landfill, what about you, dude? Where you land on the Jaden or Mariota?
I mean, if Jaden's healthy, go with Jaden. But if otherwise, I got to go Mariota. I mean, that's you know, that's me.
Who do you think it will be? You got a feel?
I mean, they had Marcus Mariota do the starting quarterback talk to the media thing yesterday. So I kind of feel like it's leaning towards him.
I think right now the lean is certainly towards Mariota. I think if you are the gambling type and you think it could be Jaden, jump on that.
Yeah, 100%.
Jump on the -3, 3.5 number.
I mean, regardless, I think they should be able to cover that. But yes, it's just interesting because I can see both sides of it. If you're like, it's week three, sure, I get that because it's a long season and you're hoping to play deep into January, so you don't want to put him in jeopardy in week three. But at the same point, one of the discussions we had all offseason, JP, was this is a difficult schedule compared to what you did last year. This is one of the winnable games on the schedule, very winnable games on the schedule. There's not a ton of them left in terms of there's not a Panthers on the schedule this year. There's not just throwaway games. The Raiders and the Giants, two of the first 3 weeks, were supposed to be some of the ones that you could put some hay in the barn. And while I do think they can get it done with Mariota, you definitely don't feel nearly as confident with Mariota under center as you do with Jaden.
For sure. And that's not to say you don't like your options with Mariota. Cliff Kingsbury described it as, we feel like we have two starting caliber quarterbacks, which is a great way to feel, but one of them's better. Yeah. Let's hit Shane is on the line. Shane, who do you want to see this week?
I want to see the healthy quarterback out there. I mean, we don't want an RG3 episode, right? So this is a long season, and it's for the long haul. This is not a race; it's a marathon. So let's protect our future quarterback. We ain't had one in freaking 30 years. Let's call it what it is. And I think look, he's a professional, right? He played good last year. I know he's not been in preseason. I mean, in camp and all that, the practice because his injury as well. But it doesn't matter who's playing quarterback. That defense has got to step up. I mean, call it what it is. That secondary right now is a question mark and no pass rush. You saw what the Packers did against us. They got the blueprint. Jordan Love.
It's easy to have the blueprint, Shane. It's easy to have the blueprint, but having Micah Parsons and Rashawn Gary and Lucas Van Ness are a big part of the blueprint. Not everybody has that.
I understand that, but you're going to have guys, JP, that are going to be every Sunday. You're going to have getting studs like that on defense. It's the NFL. And that offensive line right now is
Parsons.
Well, they're out there. They're out there. Not like Parsons, no, I agree, but every team's going to have a stud on there, and we can't keep using that as an excuse. We got to play defense. That's it. And Lattimore now is a joke.
Appreciate the call, bud. Thank you.
Alexa, 106.7 the Fan.
Was he dropping an ID at the end?
I don't know. No, so what's interesting is, do we know what they said Brock Bowers' injury was? Because Brock Bowers just suited up and played last week. Now, he looked a little compromised. He was wearing a big, bulky brace. Does that play a factor, JP? Like, is it something that if Jaden has to step out there with a brace, maybe you're a little bit more careful and say, maybe not?
When we had the doc on earlier this week, he said it doesn't necessarily – you don't necessarily have to have a brace. Like, it all depends on the grade of the sprain and whether it's a microscopic tear or, like, a partial tear. Brock Bowers is on the injury report with a knee. Jeremy Chin also on the injury report with a pec. Let's try to see in another call here. Jay is in Upper Marlboro. What up, Jay? Who do you want to see this week?
You know, how you guys doing? I wouldn't mind seeing Marcus. I mean, of course, I want to see JD5. But if he's not ready, you know, of course, let's hold him back. But I think it brings in a bigger question is, like, what's going on with Adam Peters? I think Adam Peters has constructed this roster just in a terrible way. Last year we got away with it because everybody played above themselves, but this year it's really catching up. You know, even the quarterback thing now, Marcus was hurt, you know, the entire preseason. We didn't really make a move. Now, I don't think he's probably even 100% himself. So, you know, I don't know. I'm just not really too big right now on AP. And I know a lot of people love him, but I think that he's kind of dropped the ball.
Interesting. How about this? Thank you for the call, dude. How about this for Pete Carroll? Talking to the Raiders media, said of Jaden Daniels, we have to prepare for him playing, and the bet is that he probably will. They might not practice him until later in the week, but we're going to count him going. We have a lot of background about Marcus on the staff and all that, so we know what his capabilities are, we think. And so we're playing for both guys, but primarily for Jaden. I think fans, there's a disconnect with what the league thinks. And that's why I don't have an opinion on this, because I bet he's limited on the report tomorrow. I bet they run him out there for like four reps so they can say he practiced.
Yeah, I mean, it's something, too, that for what it's worth, all the Twitter docs that look at the video and everything say that he's going to play. I don't know how much stock you put in that, but he also finished the game, right? I mean, he came out of the game. He was limping around at the end of the game, but he finished the game. So, I don't know, last year we didn't think there was any chance that he was suiting up for the Chicago game, right? I mean, he went off of that injury and then was able to get out there. He's also young. It's one of those things where he's getting all the treatment possible for this. He's had a little extra time. If this were a Sunday to a Sunday game, maybe it's a little bit different, but immediately getting stuff done on Friday and then working on stuff all weekend and then getting ready for this practice this week where essentially he's been able to get all the rehab and do all the stuff necessary and then he'll get on the field on Friday. I don't know. If they feel like he's ready to roll, let's roll.
Totally. Let's get my man Comandante Tequila on the line. Comandante, who you want to see this week?
I want a wealthy quarterback. Oh, I'm sorry. I want a healthy quarterback. That's my main concern. That's all I want, you know, just a healthy quarterback. Not a wealthy quarterback, a very healthy quarterback. And then
most quarterbacks are wealthy.
Yep. So let's play it, you know. We got this game. Besides, Max Crosby, he's on vacation, so he'll be bumping heads with two guys for sure.
All right. Appreciate you, Commander.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening, as always.
I like wealthy quarterbacks, too, because that means they're probably pretty good.
Man, some of them are just wealthy. I mean, you look at some of these quarterback contracts. It's a good one. It's a good position to get a new contract at.
It is.
We're going to keep these phone lines going. Sean Merriman will join the program at 1 o'clock. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And Toby.
Daniels, Marcus Mariota, which one of those guys do you want to see under center on Sunday? 800-636-1067 if you want to hop in. Just an interesting part of this, and I don't know how this factors in, is because the offense hasn't been in sync, does it matter that Jaden is going to miss practice time this week and then you decide ultimately that maybe you do sit him? Because, look, even if he does get on the field, he might be good to go, but I don't know that he's going to be fully 100% regardless. I don't know that anybody at any point in the NFL season, if you played any games, is ever fully 100% once the season starts. But do you consider just going with Marcus just for the reason of the offense hasn't been in sync and Jaden has not been able to get out on the practice field? But like JP was bringing up earlier, it's not like Marcus has been on the practice field much earlier this year either. He didn't practice really at all during training camp after the first couple of practices, and then he's finally back now and practicing ahead of week two. But does that mean that you are now in sync with the offense? Probably not. So it'll be something to, interesting to see if that factors in. But 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. Let's get out to Martin in Florida. On line one. Martin, what's up?
Hey, what's happening?
Martin, who do you want to see under center?
Well, you know what?
We got you, dude.
I'd love to see JD5, but, you know, I really don't think that's necessary this week. I have the utmost confidence in Marcus. He's a Heisman Trophy winner, second-round pick. You know what? He can handle it. Let him get some money. Let him earn his money this week. This is one we can win at home.
I don't hate that call. I also like Mariota as a player.
Yeah.
He was excellent last year.
He was very good.
In basically a full game's worth of work, he completed 77% of his passes with four touchdowns against zero picks.
Yeah, I think Mariota's going to fill in just fine. So I'm still confident they can win the game. How does the O-line factor into this, JP, if you're deciding here? Because of the fact that you're going up against Max Crosby and Connerly struggled, and it seems like he probably still going to get the start at right tackle, and there's questions there, and the whole unit, you talked about Brandon Coleman struggling earlier. Does that play a factor in that maybe you don't fully trust the offensive line right now? It seemed like Jaden didn't fully trust the offensive line against Green Bay, although you're not going against a Green Bay front with the Raiders. But does that play a factor in whether you put Jaden back there? Because, look, like I was saying, I think even if he's good to go, no football player, once the season starts, ever fully 100%. So you can't even say, like, I need Jaden to get to 100%. If you want him to be 100%, you're going to have to wait 5-6 weeks. Like, that just doesn't happen. But do you want to put him out there potentially compromised with an offensive line that he doesn't really trust?
If it was injuries were the reason, like if you were down, like last game against the Packers, they were down two offensive linemen. So then you can ask a question. But this is the line he's supposed to trust.
Correct.
So you just got to start trusting him, and they just got to start playing better.
Yeah.
Like that, you can't not play him because of the line. This is the line you built.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Keep the phones going. Russ is in Alexandria. What's up, Russ? Who you want this week?
What's up, JP? What's up, Toby? I feel like there's just a growing trend in professional sports that a guy or a gal who's a little hurt is just way more prone to get more hurt. So I, like, understand if he's feeling good, he should play. But I just get nervous, like, you know, I look at, like, Tyrese Halliburton, for example. You know, that's a championship, so he's hurt, so he's going to go, right, no matter what. But this isn't a championship week, so if you're protecting, you know, not him this week, but you're protecting him for the rest of the season because he's more injury prone, I just get nervous, man. I'm not sure that it's a good idea for Jaden to go. So I'd like to see Mariota go.
Appreciate the phone call. I mean, to his point, JP, like, there's certain injuries that you've just seen now that you had to be a little more cautious with. That calf strain is one that you've seen with popping Achilles recently. Yeah. Knee sprain would be one that you generally be a little more cautious with, right, compared to the broken rib or whatever it was last year. So I can understand if people are saying, look, maybe be a little extra cautious here because you just don't want it to end up in something that would you rather miss him for 1 week or something happens and now you're missing him for 6-7 weeks or potentially longer?
For sure. The docs will tell you that's not a direct one-to-one thing, but it sure feels like it, right? Like, if you have a cracked rib, it's not going to get that much better. And with your ribs, there's not much you can do outside of rest and treatment. Like, if things go bad with the knee, eventually you require surgery.
Yeah.
And that's just a different ballgame. Keeping these phone lines lit up here, 800-636-1067. Let's go to Phil in Silver Spring.
What's up, Phil?
How you doing, JP? How you guys doing?
We're good, bro.
I mean, I would love to see Jaden Daniels play. He's exciting. He's young. He gives us the best chance to win. But obviously, if he's not all there, you don't want to further injure it or make it worse. Problem with Mariota, I like Mariota. He's coming off an Achilles tendonitis, which is not an easy thing to come off of. You saw Christian McCaffrey attempt to play on that all year long, and it kept re-flaring. So I'm concerned that at some point we may see Josh Johnson as our quarterback in this game.
I mean... If Johnson plays, listen, man, let's hope.
Emergency QB, right?
Maybe.
I just don't see any way that you, because, yeah, I mean.
But so, that is a complicating factor, is Mariota coming off the injury.
100%. And it's just tough because of this being early in the season and the offense hasn't clicked. There's just, it seems like everything's out of sync right now in terms of the timing. Jaden wasn't trusting the line. I don't think he was really trusting what he was seeing against the Packers.
No, the trust was not there. He was dropping his eyes. Like, it was.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know if that plays a role or not, but I'm confident that Mariota has to play. You're going against the Raiders defense that isn't that good, right? You should be able to get things done. I think they understand now, having some extra time to prepare for this one. They probably self-scouted and realized that they played timid. I think Dan Quinn even said as much, that, you know, we can't coach scared, we can't play scared. I think they're going to come out aggressive and they can win, even if they have to go with Mariota.
Something that at least it's a real answer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.